shel heder kodem shebo ha'isdur. It's called not barnat the hetera. Where do we find a precedent for this? Kidogim sha'alu b'kara shemuta la'ochlam b'kuta. Yes. Ve'ev shalachalei k'tas. You could perhaps make a distinction. Perhaps. B'shem da'hasam, there, when it comes to the batzar and the cholov, ein shem ha'isr chal alav, the hainu batzar b'cholov. Butter alone is butter and cholov alone is completely mutter. Avalah. Shemutter la'ochlam b'kuta. Yes. Ve'ev shalachalei k'tas. You could perhaps make a distinction. Perhaps. B'shem da'hasam, there, when it comes to the batzar and the cholov, ein shem ha'isr chal alav, the hainu batzar b'cholov. Batzar alone is batzar and cholov alone is completely mutter. Aval hacha, but here, me'ikara chametz, v'hashta chametz. It was always considered chametz. It's what we call isurabala. So what Dov says, the Ran calls, with all due respect Dov, an Efshar L'chalek Tzatz. He's not convinced, obviously, that it's the true thing. Question. If Dov is convinced, why not the Ran? Dov said that if it's Yisura Bola, it should be considered not by not the Yisura. For sure, Dov didn't make it, didn't pull any punches. Why is the Ran so tentative? Maybe you should follow that way. The Rajma said that way. Maram Chalava said that way. What gave the Ran pause? Now, to say what the Ran, you can't be sure. Maybe the Ran pause only according to the Ramban. It is hope from it. Ahin, aher. Only the exact same phenomenon. It's found in the Rush. Now turn to the Rush. Okay, turn to the Rush. Rush Tzimit Zayin. One of the longer rushes, if you will. Page Kuf Chaf Hey, where it begins. Hold on. Okay, we'll start from there. On page 250, column 1, right after the ayin, he says, Uve erev pesach kodem shoch hamishit. The shas heteru. Mutu lahagal afilu ben yomo. Shum dahave no sentam, ba no sentam. Hachomet no sentam bekli, bakli bemayim, bechosim venibla bekli. Vikulu heter. Not banata hetera. Bahavi kimodogim sholo bekoro. The mutu lochlo bekuta. Russians. Says it beferish, no question about it. Then, the very next discussion in the Rush indicates without a doubt that he requires libun for kashering for Pesach. Why? What does the Rush say now? He says, He says, v'afilu l'divrei ha'mefarshim, which we learned last week. Alu in this fashion, though, as last week's discussion about the toast of Laman of Aleph, still Hachi Shari. Here, Hacha should be Shari. Still going to be Mutter. Why? The Hosam Abbasar Nivla Bedogim Choshev Tam, Ki Nivla Ochel Beochel, Shedogim Ruuyim Lachila, Babasar Nosan Behem Tam Lashvach, Hilgach Osel Ochel Makutach, and this Bashel Bikadera. Okay? I will Hacha but here. Tam Achomet Anifam and Achlila Mayim. V'chozer v'nivla v'dofnei akli eino choshev tam kishe yardor v'yiflo v'pesach l'toch atashil, because it's considered not barnat the hetera. That's what he says. Okay. Now we go on. U'machvas. What's a machvas? He says miras yesterday. What's a machvas? Pan. Kimincha machvas, right? A frying pan. U'machvas. What's a machvas treated as? Should a frying pan be like a pot? As we say, the lush pot and pan. Or should a frying pan be like a grill? Because it's not used with water. Says the Rush, Umachmas Shemitagmin Balkosov Avi Ezri, Tugad Li Bishem Avim Abamori Achap Tiroso, Shemitzricha Libun. After his father passed away, his father was Rabbi Yoel, who's also a great God, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yoel Halevi. The Rabbi Yoel stands for it. I wrote them called Avi Ezri. Avi Ezri. So his father, Rabbi Yoel, Paskin, he was told about after his father passed away that you require what? Libun. The Midamile Latana Shof Mother Boy, I compared it to a baking oven. Veloza Chisi Lodin Lafana. I was not privileged to argue with my father. He passed away before I got a chance to discuss it with him. The near release is the son of the Rav Yoh. Sagila Bahagolo. Bahacha Bahachi Nohug Almo. That this, what do you call? This frying pan. The minig is to use Hagolo alone. Another said, why? Because there's a little bit of oil. Not consider that you're doing it completely dry. There's an oil in the frying pan. And therefore the oil is like water. A whole discussion. But what they both assume are both sides. They both are assuming, that if we consider the frying pan to be like a grill and not like a pot, what would you require the color there in the rush? What would you require in the what? Libun. So the obvious question is, Gevalt, it's steer me obey. The rush that before, not by not, that has Peira. And now the rush to the next line says it's Yisura Bola. You don't apply the principle of a Peira Bola to be Matir Hadola, even though it was brought into Libun, as you do by Kutcher. So Chastir in the rush. The rush, I'm sorry, though, was against you. The Ran, maybe like you, probably against you also. The rush is clearly against you. Some of the Rishonim maintain that we cannot take an automatic equation to these two concepts. The concept of Hetera Bola and the concept of not by not Hetera. For the sake of the Yisura Bola, you should require Libun, and at the same time, it's considered not by not Hetera, that you shouldn't require Shishim Morena Ben Yomo when you cash it in water. Wow. We have to understand why is this division exists. The Marash Bor, the Maram Chalav, and Dov, three Rabbonim, all say that they can't make this distinction. If you consider not banat the Yisur, you must consider it to be, excuse me, if you consider it the Yisur Ebola, the Shmo Olo, you have to consider it not banat the Yisur. I'm not arguing with you, but I must tell you that the Rush and the Ran are both things to be against. The Rush for Farish and the Ran probably against when they say it's not banat the Yisur. It's Yisur Ebola, and Afa Pikei, it's not banat the Yisur. What's going on? Basics, I will say. Basics. Go any further. I'd like to do a few lines before in the rush, right before we came, because he says the same thing as the Ran said, but it's somewhat of a different language. Different words are being used over here. The rush is V'chein Nami. It's about the 10th line, end of the line. First column, 250. V'chein Nami. The end of the 8th line. V'chei nami, that's two words. First column. V'chei nami. Kli shu ben yomo in the haigel alam kenyesh b'mei yoro ha'gadola shishim levad l'pleinus ha'kli. Tana kol ovi dofni ha'kli devkuli misharina. V'yemei bo shishim. Ol ha'niflat mimenu. Chozer v'nivla b'socho. Vishuman Bechamin Havetam Lishvach. We run into this terrible problem that we discussed earlier. Serious problem. El Sharin and Chamin Shalnach in the Perek HaMamid and Daflam Lechassim at Beis. El Mishum Destam Klein and Shalnach and Menem B'nei Yoman. Avon Lemena B'nei Yoman. It says the Rosh is Mutal Agilo. Afil Eim Lemayim Shishin Lada Sakli. The Apa Pisha Tama Pogam and Iflimen of Hosvin Ilimim Besocho. Habla Kikoda Magola. What'd you gain? What'd you gain? The same as the Rana asked the Kasha. How's the Rush answer? A little bit differently. What'd you gain? Ein Bo Chashash. The Havik Inosan Tam. By Nosan Tam. Not by not. She Niflat Minakli Limayim. Vechozer Venivla Bekli. Vekula on Heter. Kevin Shanifka Matam. He's saying, what'd you gain? Before, it would be lefgam if you cook the Pesach stuff now, and now that you count it again, when in lefgam? What's the difference? But how the Ran explain? There was tchilasol l'shvach, and it's tchilasol lefgam. So the Ran explain. If you don't kash tchilasol l'shvach, if you do kash tchilasol lefgam. Is that what the Rush said? No, what did the Rush say? Let's look inside again. What did the Rush say? No. He say, as he's saying is, it's pogum, was tchilato b'pgam, as the Ran said, but he had some. Yeah, it's not by not the heter. The taste that comes in is considered a not by not. The Benyomos called not by not the heter. The Ran didn't use the expression not by not, did he? In this context, did he? I don't think so. In this context. He just said it's tchilas bliyosol lepgam. Whereas the Russian the expression not by not the heter. The heter being based upon the pgam. It's a different idea, not exactly the same as the Ran. And now we may already get all the bas yoma in the sorok lach shir mi tamash pirash. For lo gaz min on la hagel be kli she bas yoma or tu kli she bas yoma, yeah. For chein la hagel kli she ben yoma or tu kol kli kli shu ben yoma. Now make this clear why. As they do, kechid ashin levasho kli she ben yoma or tu kli shu ben yoma. That's the question of Russia. Let's make a gzera. I can't cook, so let me make the same gzera over here. Make exactly the same gzera. No. Why not? Why not? The host of royal digzor, shim yivashu b'kli ben yomo, hatav shalosim in a Torah. Wow. He said the right. V'gav bishul tavshul. Sha'osin b'nei habayis b'kal yitul natal lechatzil levashu b'kli shena ben yomo. They'll make a mistake. Kach yivashu b'kli shu ben yomo. We know that kids make mistakes. B'nei habayis. Aval hocha but here im yachzor v'yivla ma'at min ha'niflat dover mu'atu v'nosin tam v'nosin tamu. What's he saying over here? If it'll come back, it'll be not by not. The gamma ball of hachshir and kli and a rugged litos. He's not likely to do it in the ben yomo situation, where the ayin is. But where the samach is, the line between the samach and the ayin is a critical line. You get the impression that line's referring even to a case, the worst case scenario, where he did it at the ben yomo. And he did it at ben yomo, nevertheless, it's the rush. Im yavzo v'yivla ma'atmin ha'nifla dover mu'atu v'nosin tam v'nosin tamu. I have a question. What do you mean no sentamba, no sentamu? But it's a not by not the what? It was a not by not the Isura. Not by not the Isura. What do you mean not by not? What are you talking about not by not? So the korban is silent, says Kasha, in Os Samach. This is as follows. Everyone's getting inside the korban is silent? He says, "V'kula heter, kevin shenifka matam." What does that mean? What's the rush to mean over there? So the Korban HaSanon explains, "Shem dehasam kli shel yitru, v'kol el afila b'luah mibasa v'cholf, v'mu ben yom oven v'shishim, hamayim kula nasan v'elo." It will all be considered to be treif, and they have a major problem. Oh, therefore, he's explaining it by Ena Ben Yom. Hashenkin Hochel, the Gavi Yisachomet, the Lord Rino Nasin Avelo, Kimosha Masik Rabbeinu, was told Paragir Hanoshe. Okay, if so, Habalua Dover Muatu, The balua is very small.
I say nasa neveil. Why do you say chaticha nasa neveil? Presumably because of hetera bala. Not by nasa hetera.
So once again, the rush used to go with the Yishri, so it's called not by nasa hetera. Even though the rush himself said just before, we mentioned that it's Yisura bala. So it's a funny thing in the rush. It's Yisura bala, but it's a not by nasa hetera. Which the rush uses, he mentions twice, he says it explicitly later on, that you don't need shishim and erev pesach if you kasha before the zman, as opposed to all other yisurim, either in a binyoma or shpatel b'shishim. And he used the exact same expression to explain what's to be gained by the hagala. Look, manasha, if it's a binyoma, you can't do hagala. If it's an in a binyoma, you don't need hagala. The food's going to be kosher anyway. So what did the rush answer? The Rosh answer, let's read it again, let's read his words. What are his answers? His answer is like this. Number one, when it's Ein HaBinyoma, you can make a gzeira. You make a mistake. Number two, your stakes are higher. If you do make a mistake, it's also Minat Torah. When it comes to kashering, there's two rejoinders. Number one, less chance of a mistake. Why less chance of a mistake? Why? Because Habola, Hafshik, Kli, and a Baruch, so you see that he's having a Rav who is in charge of the Kashering. That's what he says in the Korban Asano says in Os Ayin. Then Avodah Zarah didn't give this answer. Because Hafshik came on the Pesach. You have to have a Baltori, Boki, Bahagola, who Yagil. But Kli, Kol, Ashana, Shemasa, Lakol. That's why in Avodah Zarah, the Ramah, there is a Rosh left out this heaven. Only a Pesach together. They had a Rabbi in charge of the Kashering. Alright? That takes care of the possibility of mistake. What about the possibility of a Doraisa before? What's the contrast? So before he said, Yivashah B'kli B'nyomah B'zbahatavshal Asum in the Torah. And here he says, in contrast, Aval Hochem Yavzor V'yivla Ma'at Min HaNiflat Dova Mu'atu V'nosentam V'nosentamu. So what? Should be considered, if he does it within a day, should be considered not Barnati Yisura. Unless you mean to say that the Rosh holds that not Barnati Yisur is only also in the Rabbana? Is that what the Rosh means over here in that little line between the Tzamach and the Ayin? I'll tell you a secret. The Prima Godif on the Shach in the Yoredeh, Timon Tzadi Dalat, Tzikot Kaveis, quotes two Rishonim whom he claims say that not Barnati Yisur is only in the Rabbana. One is the Smak, one is the Heb. The chot against the Mefurish Gemara, the Gemara we saw today in that Mem Dalet. The Gemara there says that we all that you can derive time, you can derive from where? From Giulei Nochem. What does Giulei Nochem mean? That if you would cook the food without kashering it, the food would be treif. Why is it treif? It's not by not the Isura, especially if you use water. When assuming water is an extra sorry. What have we done today, Rabosai? We've asked many questions. We've given many fundamentals. We haven't really gone to too many answers. But I want to ask you an honest question. Do you understand what we spoke about today? Very, because that's a little bit unfair today. I went ahead of you a little bit because I was late with the Rambam Kabbalah. So we started basics. Basics. So you have to chazer over the basics, please. Tomorrow I want to go analyze these things a little bit more be'ian. Okay. Good. We have four more days. That's it. We have to come out and learn all these inyanim. And that doesn't really affect us too much. I mean, a little bit. Chazar, 9 o'clock in the morning. Right, the answer is theta time. It affects theta time, not sure. We went through many of the basics yesterday. Let's pass it over. Very basic stuff. Really stuff in the beginning. But both said there exists an Indian called Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki will be discussed with Shem after Pesach. It's a sugi in the third parak. That means if you don't have any of the physical substance of something which is prohibited, but you taste the prohibited substance, which is also prohibited. Tam ki ikar. One of the Rov Rishonim, Tam ki ikar, is the Oraisa. The Machlokas and the Gemara. Machlokas and Rishon, how to pass it. The Gemara, that Mem Dalam and Bey says, that Tam ki ikar is derived, according to one opinion, from Giulei Midyan, to Giulei Nochrim. They had pots which they captured in war, and they were required to kasha them. Because if you won't kasha them, what's going to happen? You'll cook up kosher food, the kosher food will be treif. How will it be treif? Because it'll be taste from the which was absorbed by the pot will now come out into the kosher food, rendering a treif. The Gemara there says, we saw it yesterday, Mem Dalet on the base, that the Torah only prohibited a Kedera Bas Yoma, a Kedera which was used for Treif within the last 24 hours, according to most folks. Why? Because after that time, it's no Satan Levgan. It's a negative taste. And the Torah only prohibits positive taste. Okay? This is the very basic stuff. With me so far? So you have to kasher. How do you kasher? What's the cardinal rule of kasher in Kalim? Huh? Kabolo kachfolto. The Gemara Psachanam Lama Mabez. The way it comes in is the way it goes out. So if it goes in on a fire, it's going to go out on a fire. If it goes in with water, with cooking with water, it goes out with what we call hagola. We just put it in boiling water and it goes out. Okay, so far so good. Problem. How does hagola ever work? Hagola is simply going around in circles. What do? Hagola, we understand, pulls out the taste from the pot and puts it into the water. Very nice. But that same taste will go from the water right back into the pot. And it goes around the mulberry bush. It's going around and around and around. It's a vicious cycle. So how does hagola ever work? It goes from the tray taste went into the pot. Now you kasher it. So it goes from the pot into the water. But it goes from the water back into the pot. And back and forth. How do you ever have kasher? So some Rishon had these very interesting theories, which we're not going to go into now. The Ron Kol talks about it, and other Rishonim on this daf, as a matter of fact, and as well as elsewhere. Well, water has magic powers. It only takes in, it only goes out, it doesn't go in. Or you have to be an expert in science and know exactly what time to take it out. You have to leave it clean for X amount of time so that all the powers should come out and quickly pull it out for the chance to go back in again. And some say you have to put cold water on it quickly before it absorbs the water. It's all science, which is beyond Torah Mada. We don't understand any of this science. So we're going to explain based on what we might call the Rov Rishon, which is that kashering can only work if you have one of two things, we discussed yesterday at length. Either what? Shishin, that means the water which is being used is 60 times whatever you're kashering, whether it be a fork, so it's easy to get this down the fork. If it's a pot, most pots don't have the content of 60 times of the wall, so you have to put it into a bigger pot, which has a tremendous amount of water in. That's one way to do kashering, because then if any water, any tarfus that comes out from the pot into the water, it's bottled b'shishim, so it comes back, nothing comes back. Or, Rabosai, Eino Ben Yom. If you kasha, that's how we do. We always kasha Eino Ben Yom. We wait 24 hours until we kasha b'hagola. Leaving will get later, it's not required. B'hagola, you require Eino Ben Yom. Why? So now the taste will go back in from the, let's get it straight, it goes from the tarfus to the pot, not from the pot to the water back to the pot, but that when it came from the water back to the pot, it was an Eino Ben Yom, it was pogum. And if it's pogum, so no time of gam is mutter. Fret the rush. So what's the purpose of having hagola b'chlal? If you're waiting for 24 hours, so you might as well just use it without hagola. Because we know the rule is, after 24 hours, it's no time of gam. So what's the point of having hagola? It's a waste of time. So the rush is a very interesting, he says two things. He operates on two levels. I want to go back, some of you weren't here yesterday, those who were, after Chazer again. Let's go back to that critical line here in the rush in Simon Zion. Simon Zion in the rush. Shim off Eina Ben Yomo. There are two ways to do it. Shishim is his Ben Yomo. Sure. The vendor gets all bottled into the water, no problem. So here's what the rush says. Rush says, Hey Nami. Is the last v'chein, the line ends v'chein nami, page 250, column 1, line 8. V'chein nami. Anyone have the place? We just chazer, with the chazering over, it's very important to chazer, so we can all get a basic sound straight. V'chein nami, kli shu ben yomo, ein lahagal alam ken, yesh b'meyora, hakadola shishim, levata pleitas hakli. Tehna kolovi, adofni, hakli, debekulim, misharina. We're not sure how much it absorbs, we have to carry. You know, base ourselves on the whole volume of the kli, of the mass of the metal of the kli. The main bo shishim, kol aniflat mimenu chozev and nivla besocho. So what good do you do? It goes right back in. It goes into the water and comes right back in again. So you gain nothing. The Schumann become having a time of Schwach, and it happens to taste, make the water taste better. So that goes back to the pot, it tastes better. Okay? The love Sharin and Chaim and Shalnachim and Perakim Amid and Aflam Ches, Elam Shum Nistam Kelam Shalnachim Enam Bnei Yomam. Avalim Enam Bnei Yomam. Oh, period. Avalim Enam Bnei Yomam. Muta La Hagilo Afilu Ein Bnei Mishishim Vada Takli. Why? Because again, it's going to be Pogam. The Afa Pisha Tam Ma Pogam Nifthim Yemen Ochoz of Nivla Besocho. Avalim Kikoda Magolo. Ein Bo Chashash. Tavikin No Sen Tam Bar No Sen Tam. Watch this. Sheniflat min akli lamayim, right? From the utensil which is used for tray for chicken, now goes into the water. V'chozer v'nivla b'kli, right? Goes from the pot to the water back to the pot again. V'chulan heter. Why they all heter? Kevan shenifkam hatam. Why nifkam hatam? Because you waited 24 hours. So it's not bar not what? The heter, we pointed out yesterday, and even we saw it I think last week, that not by not the isura is prohibited. If I have a tray for chicken, cook it in a pot, and I cook a kosher chicken, you don't say not by not. Even if it's put in water, and the water is an extra not, it doesn't make a difference. Tray for anyway, forever. But here it's not by not the heter. The chenami, mayor, gedola, in a vasyoma, in a tzvichol, aftorach, lachshira, bitam, shepirash. Now, the logazrina, lahagil, beklish, in a vasyoma, the klish, vasyoma. They didn't prohibit it from zera. V'chein lehagel kli shein ben yomo otu kli shu ben yomo. Ki heichi da asvinu levasho v'kli shein ben yomo otu kli shu ben yomo. How can they make a zera when it comes to cooking? You can't cook in a kli ben yomo, but you can kash a kli shein. You can't cook in a kli shein ben yomo, but you can kash a kli shein ben yomo. So he gives two distinctions. Here's critical. The hossa, roi ligzor, shim yevasho v'kli ben yomo, hatam shil osem en atorah. Here it is. That's what the Giyulei Midyan. I mean, if you would be a Kli Ben Yomo, it would make the rent of the food tray from the rice. Number two, the Gambishul Tavshul Shosu Bnei Abayit, the Kal Yitu Natal Lechatchila Levasha Bekli Shem Ben Yomo, Kafi Vasha Bekli Shem Ben Yomo. In the kitchen, they make mistakes. You tell them to wait 24 hours, they won't do it. Avol Hakad again. It's Arishin Rishin and Alachon Achon. Samachis. Im yatz vav yiv lamad vana nifla tava muatu v'nat barnatu ayin v'gam abo lahachshu kli eino rogi litos. The guy who's in the kashering with the rabbi, he knows what he's doing, he's not going to make a mistake. He's going to make sure it's eino ben yomo. And if he doesn't know, you won't trust, you won't let you do it. That's what we said in Meir Sharm, someone said. They don't let you kashering, they don't know who you are. Except the Erev Pesach told him, shoach hamishis the shas hetu muter lahagal afilu ben yomo. Should have been not bar not a chometz on time b'kli, b'kli b'mayim, b'chose v'nivla b'kli, v'kulu heter. Not bar not that tera. Have become a dogim she'olu b'karach who unkufin beis and mutal achlo makuta. Even if you hold all the way in the spash too low, but here it's mutter anyway. Good. I understand everything except for one thing. I got everything down straight. Except for the line between the Samach and the Ayin. That one line, it's less than a line. Im yagzir v'yivla ma'at min ha'niflat av amu'atu v'no sentam v'no sentam. That line is the killer.
Why are they machmir
the name Brah? That's a question. Why are they machmir Meir Sharm, you mean? Not to let you kashi a kli before Pesach. If you're doing it b'shoah, before Shoah Hamish, which I'm doubt you're doing, even if it's Eina Ben Yom, it's mutter anyway. Probably. If I don't trust you, if you'll be probably relying on Rabbanut for certain things, you know, and if it's this trape of Shvius and Orla and Tevel and one of the terrible things you do. I guess, I don't know. Whatever. Rabosa. What does this line mean? So, we look for help in the Korban Asana. We ready to look yesterday, we look again today. Today, about Azara, Kotzer Rabbeinu Tamaka. You have a different reason. What was the other reason? V'kulu heter, kevan shenifkam atam. Now that's a very difficult reason. Because now we're discussing what's going to be if he made a mistake and he cooked a ben yomo. See, this whole line between the stomach and the ayin is what they call the worst case scenario. in case you cook it as a ben yomo. I instead, the gam had bola achshu kli ena rogel lidl. It's not gonna make a mistake. He'll wait till saying a ben yomo. Now, because in the worst case scenario, where it's a ben yomo. So what do you mean to dover mevut? So the korban asanal explains a little bit. The hosam kli shalisu v'kol afilu balua mibasa v'kola. The whole problem with the Shishim story, Rabbi Osai, is because of this famous psak called Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Let's review again for those who weren't here. For those who were here, both. What does Chaticha Nasis Nevela mean? That means that whatever was, whatever absorbed the time of Nevela, is considered completely Nevela. Even though it's only 2% Nevela, 3% Nevela, 12% Nevela. We view it as being 100% Nevela. When it comes to trying to be mevatelim, we treat it as if it's 100% available. This is what renders all the water that's used for the kashering process as if it was water which came from an availer. The availer doesn't produce water. We'll call it water of, I don't know, what can be used with water? Avodah Zarah water, I don't know what. Holy water, we spoke about the Komer, remember we had it in the Ritva? Holy water! We treat it as if it's the water used for baptism. Model is blah. But this water is considered a shtick tarpus. All right, the whole thing is trade. That's how we treat it. Because the chaticha nasis nevela. And the problem is that the water goes right back into the pot. So what does the kashering accomplish? It's the whole problem over here. So the Korban Asanal says that the Rosh is broken with an assumption. He only said chaticha nasis nevela by bosa b'cholof. Therefore, il ben yom avim boshishim hamayim kula nasis nevela. Mashek en hochak dalagabi isa chometz. The law amrina nas in avela, kemosha masik rabbeinu sov perikir anoshe, in kain adav balua adav amuatu. I am like a mishnah vayin shach. Oh, let me explain to what's happening over here. There's a big machlokas rabbeinu Ephraim and rabbeinu Tam. I mentioned yesterday. Do you say katicha nas in avela by shari surin, or is it limited to basa b'cholof? Why should it be limited to basa b'cholof? Because basa is intrinsically muta, cholof is muta. They come together, the whole thing becomes a shtik nevela. As opposed to chazir, which is in water, so the chazir is also, the water is mutter, so it remains that way. The chazir is also, the water is mutter. You can't divide the two. So we'll treat the whole thing as a shtick elisa. But not that everything is intrinsically also. That's not. Rabbeinu Ephraim says. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Chati chanat and avela mishari sur. So the Korban Asanal is trapped in the Rosh. At the Rosh holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim. So there. You don't say chati chanat and avela by shari sur. Who say Chaticha Nasa Nevela claims the Korban Asanal? Basa b'cholof. Mind you, not only when Basa mixes with cholof, but according to the Korban Asanal, even if Basa b'cholof got mixed in already, and not got mixed in with water, you still say Chaticha Nasa Nevela. That's the whole Shach talks about that. That's one of the Shach he talks, tells, he sends you to. It's one of the biggest controversies. Assuming that Chaticha Nasa Nevela is limited to Basa b'cholof, does it only mean when the Basa hits the cholof? So if I drop meat into milk, the every last drop of milk is considered a shtick tarfus. Well, no. Even if I had meat, I dropped meat into milk already. Now I drop this meat, which is drenched and soaked up with milk, and I drop this into water, the whole water is considered a shtick tarfus. That's how the Korban Asanal is learning Pshat in Rosh. The Shach says it's wrong. It's not true. But that's what he tells you to look in the Shach. In any event, in my opinion, this Pshat can't be right as it meets the eye. I'll tell you why, for a simple reason. If the Rosh, in fact, was convinced that Chaticha Nasa Nevela does not apply to Shari Surah, then he has no problem with Chlaf. What's the whole discussion about Kashering? You have a problem with Kashering, what's your problem? The problem is what? What are you afraid about? What are you afraid about?
Come back.
You're afraid of what? That you're going to put, it's going to go into the water, for the water's going to go back into the Kli? Big deal. What's going to go back? Look. We already pointed out that the water, which has a significant amount of times as much as the mass of the utensil itself, whatever the number will be, 10, we started estimating yesterday, 10, 20, 30, we don't know, somewhere in that range. Or, even if it's just 10, so when the taste in the pot diffuses evenly into the water, so the water is now 10% tarfus, right? Now, the taste then diffuses its way back into the pot. Guess what? What's 10% of 10%? 1%. So So they have 1% of the original tarif is now back in the pot. Sure. Have the mass of the pot. I mean, we're not mentioning, when I say mass, I don't mean weight, I mean volume. The volume of the walls of the pot, let's say, is the equivalent of, we said yesterday, half a quart. We just picked that number out of it. And we just said if it's... Just pick out a number. If it's 5 quart pot, let's say 10%. That's a half a quart. Is the mass of the walls of the pot. So now, the water, which is 5 quarts, now absorbed the equivalent of a half a quart of tarfus. And if 10% of this water is considered to be treif, okay. But so what? We're not drinking the water. You now want the water should be able to go give taste now back into the pot. But exactly, so therefore you have 10% of 10%, because only 10% is going to be diffused into that. So you have only 1%. So as long as you have at least 10 times the volume of the walls in the water, which you almost always do, so there's no problem. So what's the Russian whole discussion? As a matter of fact, if you look at Tosis and Chulin, famous Tosis and Chulin of Kufim and Beis, Tosis wants to bring a riot to Amenu Ephraim from Giulei Midyan. How can the Torah allow you to kash a kelim b'dayoma? A chaticha that asks the veil applies to shari surim, so it's not going to work. It just doesn't work. Ain't a ben yoman, you don't require kashrut. Ben yoman is going to work. How does it work? So one might say it's batal b'shishim. That's a very difficult kimta. The Torah is only talking about batal b'shishim. So you see, Rabbi Ephraim is right. So incidentally, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, you see from the Tosfos Chulin, they understand Rabbi Natan to say, chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim is what? I know it's also. It's also what? If a word. What'd you say? Correct. Doraisa. Because the whole Vartos is, how did the Torah allow Giulei Midyan? What kind of crazy kasha is this from Akiva Eger? Rabbi Natan only asked him in the Rabbanon, and the Torah is with Doraisa. See, it's a funny impression. An impression from that that they hold the chaticha nas nevela by shari surim is doraisa, which is not what's usually accepted in Yoredeya. I'll tell you a story. I can't resist the story. One of the two times I remember the Rav yelled at me. Baruch Hashem, the Gemara says, if a person, the Rebbe doesn't ever yells at him, he's not going to get anywhere in this world. The Rebbe yells at you. So then, I didn't talk up too much, so the Rebbe didn't yell at me too much. But once, I said something which I knew the Rav didn't like, I said it anyway. I had a riot or something. We'll see, Mitchell, when we learn the third parak after Yontif, after Pesach. There's a big machlok about Tam ki ikad araisa. What does it mean? So Rabbi Natan says, Tam ki ikad araisa means you'll loke on kazayas min atarubis. What that means is, if I have one kazayas worth of treif of meat, and mix it with 50 kazayas of water, and I have this delicious soup, I have one kazayas, or a vias, this is that out for the moment, I'll say a kazayas. More solid thing. I eat instead of drink. One kazayas of that soup, I get malchus on. Even though I really only ate a very small amount, I only ate one little tiny bit. Only 2% of it was tarif. Doesn't matter. I get malchus anyway. So I've been a time famous sheep. And others disagree. So the Yad Avraham on the bottom of your day suggests that Rabbi Natan is a shitosa. Rabbi Natan said, Tam Kika. It's logan kazayas min atarubis. What does that mean? A tam ki igor mamish. That means the soup is considered to be real tarubis. Rabbi Natan l'shitoso, chaticha nas nevela by shari surim. What does it mean by shari surim? Same thing. I have tarubis. It gets mixed in with a lot of water, but it's not bazal b'shishim. Now, in order to be mevata, the whole soup, the whole thing. Why? Because after the whole thing became shtik tarubis, it's 60 times the whole thing. Sounds like a very logical point. The Yad Avraham and others say a link between these two sheets. Well, it was famous and well known that the Rav's first shiur in Yoredeya was to destroy this idea. Completely. He just absolutely rejected it. Absolutely. And of course, the major way to disprove it is a very simple way. But the standard understanding is that chaticha nas nevela by shari surim is only what? But the Rabbanan, zera to what? Zera to what? Basar b'cholof. Then of course no connection. One's the Raisa, one's the Rabbanon. One you get Malchus, it's the Raisa, and one's the Rabbanon. That's no, none to talk about. But this Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that the Tosfos and Chul, Daf Kuf, seems to say this is differently. So what did I have to add? I was I'm stupid. I'm stick my neck out. I remember we learned Chulin. So a day with the Rav, I used to learn how to Torah Zavais. I was like the Torah Zavais. And I found the Mashmos. I already look it up. I already forgot what it is, but I still remember the yell. I found the Mashmos in the Torah Zavais to try to support this theory that the Rav couldn't stand. So I was, you know, I said, I don't care. I don't mind getting yelled at once in a while. I said, Rebbe, said, you look here. I looked at the Torah Zavais and it says it seems to put together this Rebbe in the town with that Rebbe in the town. He didn't even, you know, that if he opened up and looked inside and said, no, you're wrong. Forget it. I, you know, when he was, don't bother me with your stupid question or something. God. He really was. So now after that, he never looked at the Torah. He didn't want to look at the Torah Zavais. So I forgot what it said this for many years. Now you look up the Torah Zavais. Is there any mashmos to support this? This is somewhat radical theory. The Rav considered to be absurd and beneath criticism. Anyway, so it seems to me, Rav Osai, that if the Rosh held the Gamenu Ephraim, you don't say Chaticha Nasivela B'Shari Surim, so Bechlal is no problem with Kasher. The Kasher of Ben Yomo, it goes in, it goes back, only 1% left, and it's Hetagama, Batla B'Shishin. So what's he bothering so much? You know, he says that if it's you have before the Shochamishes, so then you can kasher a ben yomo without shishim. If you hold like a ben yomo, you can always kasher a ben yomo without shishim. That's the place the chum says not kuf mevayis. It's a simple sign. The rush is afraid about, is worried about the rabbi natan, but he holds a conventional wisdom. Chaticha nas tevel b'shar esurim is only with the rabbanon. That's pshat in the rush. Lanias dais. Only with the rabbanon. Now we understand very well why the Rosh added two words a little bit earlier. The Rosh said, "The Hossam Roy Ligzer should be Vashel Bekli Ben Yomo Hatashel Aser." What? What are the two words he added? Min HaTorah. Why did the Rosh add those two words of Min HaTorah? And the Rosh just read it. I'm going to reread what we read before. Two lines above the Samach. Hatashel Aser Min HaTorah. It's a daraisa because I'm cooking a kosher soup in a tray for pot. So it's mamish direct and also minatoros. As opposed to over here, where the worst case scenario, Rabota, means you kasher the ben yomo pot. What happened? The stuff went in and went out, it's going back and forth, Easter, because it's in the, because chaticha nas tevela. It's only by the rabbonim. That's why I understood it. On a daraisa dicker level, it's only a davar muat, and on the rishonic level, be batal b'shishim. On the rabbanic level, it would be prohibitive. And so what? You know, they are also ben yomov. The ben yomov is going to be only with the rabbanon. That's how I read the rush. I only have one problem, which I'll tell you in a minute. Let's read inside. Abel hacha im yavzor with a samachim im yavzor v'yivla ma'at min hanifla. But ain't a min b'shen aminus because the rishon requires shishim. My problem, Rav Osai, is the next phrase. And I thought about it a lot, and I don't have the answer to this phrase. I need you to give me the answer. I can't figure it out, the next phrase. He says, Dovim Buwatu, that I understand perfectly. Then he throws in a phrase. The next part he says, I'm a ball, a half shoe, clean, and a ruggle. This is going to be an end of a yomo. But now we're discussing the worst case scenario of a ben yomo. If it's a ben yomo, what do you mean? No sentaba, no sentama. No sentaba, no sentama. Only not by not to what? To what? That teira. That teira. He was discussing what? I think. A not by not to isura. Not by not to isura is in fact usur. Dava muru. That I understand. I have. What's he throwing in another answer? Of no sentam by no sentam, or not by not? What's he saying? I don't know. I probably don't know what he said. Yes, Abba.
Does it mean that because it's not the affair, it's not color, it goes through this kashering process, it's not a normal way of cooking, but it
It's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. That's why it's kosher. So what's the adding a new verb? Not by not Yisura. Not by not Yisura is in fact Osir. Davamuru. That I understand. I have. What are you throwing in another heter? Of no sentam by no sentam, or not by not. What's he saying? I don't know. I'm pushing, don't know what he said. Yes, I'm
not. Because it's
happened out there,
it's not kosher. It goes through this
conquering
process. It's not a normal way of cooking.
It's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. That's why it's kosher. So what's he adding a new verse? Not by not. I don't quite cop that. I don't want to spend more time on it. We have very short of time this week. But I just wanted to point this question out to you. I don't know the answer. Don't know. I'm not sure. I spent a lot of time thinking about it. I couldn't quite figure it out. Rabotai, we now turn our attention to a major dispute between Dov and the Rosh. And they each have partners. Dov has the Rashbod and the Ram Kalam on his side, and the Rosh has the Ran and the Chazon Ish on his side. We call it three on three. Yeah. What's the Shail over here? Rabotai, we saw yesterday Tosfos and the Ram of Beis on top. The top Tosfos is a big machlokes. Big machlokes. Is Chometz Lifnei HaPesach Hetera Bola or Yisura Bola? Might not Tamina. Because the Gemara of Avodah Zarah in Vav says, and we'll discuss this, we're going to have to keep coming back to this, that if I have a grill and I roasted a carbon on that grill, and ordinarily, what's the rule? Kabbalah Kaspolto. If it goes in with fire on a grill, it comes out with fire. Here, no. It goes in on fire, it comes out with water. How can it be? Two words, Moses. What two words? Heterabola. Let me heterabola. At the moment that you roasted it on the grill, it was heter. It was carbon kosher. Later on, it becomes no, sir. Doesn't become no, sir. If it's had a hagolah,
satisfied kabbalah kaspolto. Never does. So
absolutely not. What it means the pashtus is that the hagolah removes the vast majority of the tam, and whatever is left is not strong enough for the Eastern Nosa to take effect upon it. That's again assuming that the Kagola comes first, that the Shita Saramba. The rival has to come to a little bit later. Now, what about Chometz? At the moment that I put my French toast on the grill, I toasted the bread on the grill, it was Hetera. It was the day, but it was Erev Pesach. Put pizza. I told you, the most popular food in America, pizza on the night of the Bedikas Chometz. Right? So I have the grill, I put pizza on the night of the Bedikas Chometz. Now tomorrow, I want to cash it at grill so I can use it on Pesach to put my matzahs, to bake my matzahs on Pesach. I ain't a Benyama. I don't want to go into the proper Benyama right now. So, I don't want to do that. I want to do Hagolah. Can I do Hagolah or can I not do Hagolah? 2 days in the Tosfos. First day it says no, and the second day it says yes. It's called Hetera Bola. What is it? After all, it was Pizza was Mutter in 2 days before Pesach. Now, so who disagrees? The Ran. The Ran says no. The Ran quotes the Ramban, not true. Chometz Shmo Olo. It's called Chometz, on Torah also it's called Chometz. As opposed to the meat of the carbon. You couldn't say it was called Noser. It was called Noser on Sunday, but not trained till Monday. That's not true. It wasn't called Noser on Sunday. Right? Whereas Chometz was called Chometz on Sunday. Monday to Tuesday, it comes to Pesach, it comes out to that. Nah. Okay. According to those authorities who say that indeed Chometz is Yisur Ebola, what's the din about not bar not? About kashering a kli with water, hagola, ben yomo, and it's no shishim? Would it be permissible or not? So the Rashba and Maram Chalava and Dov say no. If they consider it to be the equivalent of Yisur Ebola, because Chometz Shmo'ala, for the very same reason, who I didn't Vuatan, for the exact same reason, you could not kasher unless you have Shishim or Ina Ben Yomo. So I say Rashbol, Maram Chalav, and Dov.
What was the reason for
However, one second. You'll see that. Either Eina Benyama or Shishim, one or the other. However, the Rosh and the Ran seem to both say that even if you'll say that Chometz would be Surah Bola, nevertheless, before the fifth hour, you don't need Shishim or Eina Benyama. What's the head brother? The Chazanish is the one who took it on himself to explain. This is he considers to be the proper Shita, even possibly for Halacha Lamaisa. And he says, the answer to the Kasha of the Bir Halacha. Let's explain it to be Halacha after Kasha like this. The Mechava seems to hold Yisur HaBola. How so? At least it's something Yisur HaBola. Because the Mechava and Simon Tov Nun Aleph, he talks about Hilchos Kasher and Kelim for Pesach, says, Kelim Shemishtiv Dalek, Kelim Shemishtamashim Behem, Aydei Ha'uruf and Shpudim Askelot, Chayot to them, Srichim Libun. You need Libun. You have to put it on the fire to Kasher it. Obviously, Tosa disagrees. Tosa is a terrible. He also took the Mechaber, all these durable. That same Mechaber, same person, Paschus the Simitov Nun Bey, Sif Aleph. But if Yesh Nizor LaHagel Kodem Shoch HaMishis, you shouldn't have to worry about Ben Yomo or Eina Ben Yomo. You don't have to worry about it. In fact, the Vialoch is a steward in Mechaber. He says, the whole Mechaber, Ramon, Tafnun Beis are assuming that Bezman, Shemutter, Achometz, Mikri, Nat, Barnat, the Heterim. So he hopes that the Groh and the Prichodesh and all the Shabbos all say, that's the only one that doesn't say Chometz is a terrible. The whole Chometz is through a Bola. That it's no good? Clear. The Mechaber taught Nun Aleph Sif Dalet and Chometz Yisur HaBola, and here he's making so something has to give. He really doesn't give a good parent. Says the Chazanish, the Kasha didn't even begin. Not Chobo HaTalia. Even the Rishonim who maintain that Yisur HaBola will agree that it's considered not by not to have faith. Why? So the Chazanish explains based on that famous word, the M word. No. The M word is the word that all the halakhic analysts try to stay away from because it takes away from all their, Matthias, fact. Nothing to do with fancy analysis, it's a matter of fact, Chazanish. Often Chazanish does that. He wasn't so much a sort of brisker approach. It's fact. He says, if you have a grill and you kosher it with water, you have X units of taste remaining. Whatever X may be. We're not going to measure it. X. If you, says Chazanish, have a cup which is used for chametz, and then you kash it, so that the taste goes from the pot into the water, and from the water back into the pot, you have Y units of chametz reabsorbed into the pot. Claim Chazonish, Y is less than X. Y is less than X. So if I have X, X remains in the pot, in the grill, I should say. X is enough to enable the shame is the chometz to be chametz. So comes the Seder, you put on your kittel, guess what happens? Bingo! The is the chometz now called on X, which is left in the grill. But when I come home from shul, put on my kittel, and it's getting dark face at night, what do you want? That pot, which had originally chometz, and I kashered it 2 days before Pesach, and it was taste that went from the pot into the water, now back to the pot, you now want that Y to become utter. Taste of night, too little. That's the Chazanish. You saw the Chazanish, I guess you look at it. That's basically what he says in a nutshell. It's the distinction in the Matthias. Okay, read okay, thank you very much. What I said? No. That's the Chazanish. Let me first read it, and then I'll explain it again. Here. Explains why it's mutter. Tvar heter ve'achshem niskadish vo'isur.
Afilu nosen tav, anosen tav, the chometz, lo choshiv le'oser. Not enough, why? Not enough left to utter it. V'lo domi l'shbud shenigal d'chayal shem chometz ala balua. Av shenigal shedei ha'golo. That's the case of we passed in Yisurah Bola. The hosam below, the hosam bola tav gomur. V'ha'golo eina mafletes tamo. He goes on. The Akar Hagolo Adayin Tame Kayam Yosef Minat Bana. Fact. Matthias. There's more taste of chametz left in a grill after you cash it in with water than there is in a pot which was used for chametz and then kashered. Situation of Ben Yoma without Shishim. Only Y left. X is greater than Y. X is enough, is over the threshold, and the Isa Chametz can take effect when the Seder night comes in, and Y is under the threshold. You know? You look on the Rosh, you look on the Ra, and all the Poskim, and they all say, even though they say Surah Bola, they still have the same discussion about being Matzah before Arba Shos. That's how you know. The Nish got the Metzias based on the Rishon. He didn't have a Rambam, it's true. So say it. Yeah. I'm telling you what you take from Chazanish. Oh. Rabotai. We have the two situations you have to compare to one another. One is, you have to listen carefully, now is the wrong time to get lost. One is a grill which you kashered with water. So it's an inferior kasher. So there was something left. Because you didn't do a Kabbalah Kaspoto job. So what are you left with? You're left with what we called before X. What we called it. I'm not sure which one was which. X is that if you have, no, after Hagolah. You have a grill which you did Hagolah to, and you're left with X. X according to the Rosh, the Rad, the Ramban, the Surah, Bolivar, the Maram Chabal, the Rashba, that X is all enough to have the Yisro Chometz be chal on it when Pesach arrives. That's case one. Case two. I have a pot which is used for Chometz. And I kashered it when it was a Ben Yomo without Shishim. So what happened? What happened was, I had the taste come from the pot into the water, from the water back into the pot again. And it wasn't bubbled. Because it's called Chaticha Nas in the veil. This way. Now we should suggest the chatzitza that it should say now it's unavailable. But then it would have to go. Says the Chazanish, you know what's left in there? What's left there is very small amounts called Y. What goes from the goes from the pot to the water back to the pot again, you're left with only Y, not right out as Y. Y is left. Y is so small, so little, that the Easter Chometz cannot be challah. Precedent for that. Dogim sha'olah b'kara. What happened? I have meat. Meat taste goes to the pot. The pot taste goes into the fish. That's such a shraka taste. It's so weak. It's so weak. That if I put butter on that fish, nothing's going to happen. The meaty taste in that, the amount of meat taste in that fish is so weak, I can put butter on it and nothing will happen. So too, the taste of chametz goes from the chametz into the pot, and the pot to the water back to the pot. The amount of chametz taste is so weak, so when taste of chametz, the yisur can't be chal. And even those who may say yisura bala, and if I kasher a grill with water, the Easter of Chometz can be chal when Pesach arrives, because the X amount left will concede, except for the Maram Chava, the Rashba, will concede the what? No, wake up, help me out. See the what? That in the case where you kashered it before the Zman Easter, there's only Y amount left, that the Easter of Chometz will not be chal when Pesach arrives. Go, please go.
Yes,
for sure.
Everybody have it straight, the facts of the explanation. You have to get it straight. This is the basic Yisod of Chazanish. Now. 1 minute, please. What can I do? The Rashi is against him. Rav Chava is against him. What do they say? No, Hashem X and Y. It's X and X. They say it's Hobo Atalia. If you say a Chometz is Yisura Bola, and it's X left, please listen, and it's X left in the grill after kashering, presume it's that same exact X that's left in the pot after the paste went from the pot to water and back again, and therefore it's again the same shaila. If it's not Banati Yisura, if it's Yisura Bola. If it's a Teira, it'll be a Teira Bola. That's what the other Rishonim seem to say. They distinguish, they don't like this XY distinction of Chazanish. And here's the idea. First glance, there's a Gemara about it. Not quite about this, but a Gemara is very instructive in this area. That's the Gemara we spoke about on Thursday. Critical Gemara, where the Gemara seems to compare Chametz. Remember that? Whether you can kasha the Tanur Shel Cheretz, one case was absorbed from the Aliyah, it touched the Aliyah with the meaty grease, as compared to a case of Kedera to Pesach Yishaveru, of Chometz Pashtu to absorbed Chometz. The Gemara seems to say, if Hesek Tana will work for one, it'll work for the other. If not, then not. Heck? Everyone has it so far? Question becomes. This is the Yisura Bola. Also, it's by definition what? How do you make sense of this Gemara? The Gemara compares Chometz with Vasar. Gemara, which says, let's have a look inside. You may pick out which Gemara we're talking about. Lama Namid Bey. Lama Namid Bey. Gemara said like this. The fifth line. The Chimi Achadi Tosav Rabba Rabba Barahi Loi. Says Rashi. Vishamina de Hesik Mohol of Licheres. Here is for Pesach Amayisha Veru. Yasikem Vyaslavnu. The same way the Hesik works for the Licheres of Basar. So too it should work for the Licheres of Chometz. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Never retracted this equation. Never. I ask you, if Chometz is a terabola, good. Chometz is a terabola, Bos is a terabola, we understand the comparison. But Father, what's the one talking about? Be careful. Let me ask you a question. If I have that grill again, and the grill was not used for pizza, forget pizza, they'll come. The grill was used for Frank's. I put Frank's hamburgers on my grill. And now I want to serve pizza on the grill. Kasher it, right? How do I kasher that? How do I kasher this grill, which had Frank's on directly on the fire, and I want to put pizza directly? How do I kasher it? What would you say? What do you say? What do you say? Libra. I would have certainly said Hagol. Hebol. Heterebola. In fact, Hebol time, the Machlom is in the Shach and Rabbi Akiva. After Libra, it's in the Kuf Kof Al, it's in the Chet, I believe. Rabbi Akiva starts yelling, what? What kind of Libra? Don't you know? Bosser is a terrible, the ultimate a terrible. Not by not that Torah. How can you shach require Liba?
Torah.
You go back to what we spoke about before. X and Y or X and X? Forgive me if you use such mathematical terms. According to the Chazon Ish, the kasher of Akiva Eger is no kasher. Why? Jack, why?
I don't know why.
If I have a grill, and this grill was kasher in water, not with fire, I have X remaining in the grill. And X, we already learned earlier, is enough. X is a big amount. X is enough that it can have a shame if to be calling it in the future. So when I put my pizza on that grill later on, it becomes Basa B'chol. I will tell him, what are you talking about? Basa B'chol is the very source for the din of what? Of not by not that Torah. The rain is takov. Not by not is only why. Not by not is weak. Tom Kolish, the Ram says. We call that why. A very low level. That low level, there cannot be an issue being chal on it. You're right. But if you have a grill and you put it in boiling water instead of putting it on the fire, you have X. X is more than Y. The core of the Chazon Ish, you understand it very well what the Shach says.
And
understand Avot Gemara. What did Avot Gemara say? Avot Gemara says, we equate Basar with Chometz. See? If Basar is a Teira Bola, Chometz is a Yisur Bola, it's not that at all. When it comes to this idea of kashering a Kli, not far out, kashering. So the Gemara says it would have a Hesek. If it works for one, it should work for the other. You can't equate Basar with Chometz. The only head that we find by Basar Bakala, is not by not that Torah, that's only why, it's a low level. It's a tough time. Yeah. Hold it. Oh, I was waiting for that, Takash. So what are we going to do with Karbonis? Be patient, please. Ever, if we maintain, like the Rashba and the Ram Chalava, and those, I hope it's X, Y. They all, everything is exactly the same, at the same level. And then we're going to say that if Chometz is Yisura Bola, it's going to be, by definition, going to be called not by not the Yisura. The same level of the solstice. This is Tom Kolish, that's Tom Kolish. Assume it's the same amount. The same amount that's left in the grill after kashering of the water is the same amount that goes back and forth in a not by not situation. And because, look, not by not, by both of the whole, we know it's a Torah. That's a fact. Undeniable. Correct? That's the Gemara. Don Mishal of Akara, Mudrach of Akuta. These are we shown and learned from the Kansas of Chometz. You don't say that. Even if you kasha before the fourth hour, they call it not by not the Yisura. Right? So the question of the Kansas is, what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is equating Basar with what? With Chometz. Or instead of the kasher Basar with Hesek, should be allowed a kasher Chometz with Hesek. How do you know? Maybe Basar, which is considered to be a Teira Bola, because Basar we know is not banat the Teira. With Chometz is not banat the Yisura, it's Yisura Bola. It has a more strict halacha in this regard. That's the question. The Gemara is right, the Chazon Ish. I'm still looking at Rashash in the book for a reason. The Rashash has a line, almost in passing, which says, in effect, that Basar is Shmo Olam. And meat is called meat. Of course meat is called meat, so what does that mean? That means that me is in contrast to Korbanos. Korbanos, you cannot say it is a shame no-so on Sunday when I cook the meat. It's a shame no-so, but it's not going to be until Monday. No, it's not called no-so at all on Sunday. But Basar Bechala is called Basar already on Sunday. Even though I may not cook it with meat and milk until Monday, but Sunday is already called Basar. Here. Comes to this idea of Hetera Bola, used by the Gemara, in terms of making an easier type of kashrus process permissible, it only applies to something which is Ein Shmo Olo. Shame Isser. Shame. We talk about shame, we always talk about shame Isser. No. Shame. Name. If the name hasn't taken the Senate yet, then there's a new kind of a din. It's enough to have kashering with water, even though it came in on the fire. 1 second now. As opposed to only one thing, only one exception. The one exception is carbonus. But the carbon is not called also yet. So therefore, kashering with water works. Obviously. It has nothing to do with not by not the hetera, because Buster is the classical example of not by not the hetera. Even those who link not by not, whether it's considered hetera or not, it's called not by not the hetera, or whether it isn't called not by not the hetera, with the issue of hetera bala is dura bala. It's only in a situation where the shame was tolerated. Korbanos are unique. Our equates in our sugya, Basa was coming. As far as the kashering process is concerned, if it was absorbed in this Ayadeha or Ayadeha Eish, that is apparently a legitimate comparison. Basa Shmolov, Chavat Shmolov. I am Basa Shmolov. So why is it that not by not the Hetera, it's Basa Shmo'ala. What do you mean not? What do you mean not by not the Hetera? What are you talking about? Basa Shmo'ala. We don't say not by not by Chometz, according to the Ram Chalav. What's the difference? The Ram Chalav himself gives away the answer. That's why I have to look at my little piece there. So he says that Chometz becomes trace by itself. The passage of time. The clock turns around a few times. It becomes used to test of this and boom. Comes up to by itself. As opposed to Basa Bechala, which will never become Asa by itself. I have Basa, the Basa will be there until Mashiach comes, not going to become Asa. I'm spoiled, so I'm not going to become Asa. That's the mix of Bechala. I look at the Arab and Dr. Shaykh and Bishara is Surya. The law becomes a Pesach. The Apagam the Shadib the Heterhoya. For Ossi lay Zman Easter Bishneatlo, Ukish Ar is Surya Dom. Just wait. For those of myself. This is Maram Kala. Only comes as a result of putting together two things. My opinion. I can't prove this. However, might depend on something which I asked you to see in the Dr. Jew. Not
by not as Muslim.
Rav is not by not as also. We discussed that, if you recall, on Thursday. That was the whole part of the Queen of God in the test. I'm Isaac.
What's pshat? Not by not as good. Is the pshat physically don't taste it? If you harm the proverbial fela arama, which you want to speak about, the goyish of baker, the goyish of cook, who knows all the taste expert, the gourmet chef, he won't taste anything?
I'll say something, then you're out of business. That's awesome. Well, no. No. Not by not means that even if the gourmet chef does taste it, it's mutter anyway. I thought that might be the pshat over here, this child. I thought, again, it could be I'm wrong, I have to figure out the cheshbon, but I think it works out. But the Chazanish learned, yes. Okay. What we call X, what I call X and Y. X is the taste remaining in the pot after kashering. I mean, in the grill after kashering, that you do, there is enough for more taste. And not by not, it's very shvach. You probably don't taste them in the season. Even if the Marashal is away, if Dr. Chuba caught it, it's big the dog on both sides. The Marashal is away. Whereas, there was saying that shot from Aram Palabu with the Rajba, not that way. All of you do taste it. Put it anyway. You know why? It's put it because the boss of the Cholam requires an action that the shame is to take effect. And that action requires a Tom Chodah. There's only a Tom Cholish, even though you do taste it. Maybe you will taste a little bit of meat in that fish. But you put the butter on it, it happens anyway. And it has absolutely no relevance to Chomei. It's a new halacha. Not by not is unique to Basa B'cholo. Because you have to have a Maisa Oser. And it's Maisa Oser, midoraita, of course, the Maisa Oser's Bishul, of the Vashul, the Yibachalei Vima. The Torah only asks that Basa B'cholo had a complete Bishul together with all the details of Bishul. Even if Rabban and the editor of the Chomei became the right. They have a Tom Kolosh, which is discernible. Nevertheless, it's not called a Maisa Oser of Bosa Bokolosh. Unique to Bosa Bokolosh. It would not apply to Chomet the Paper. Chomet the Paper, therefore, even before the fourth hour, we say it's not by Nazi Yisura, it's Shmoala. Also, it might be Shmoala with respect to Hayat Kasher. Yes, it's a grill with the head of the Shematador. But in terms of not by not, how many discernible? And there's still grounds to be made them. That's the car. May have questioned him before. According to Chazanish. And he said that if you have a grill and you cash it with water, there's still a tremendous amount of time left. Unbelievable, a great amount of time. And he served the Michal on later on. So what's so special about Kavana? Let the Shaykh know Sir Michal later on. That was the question which was raised, a very good question. Chazanish has one line about this question. And this line, at first glance, is very enigmatic. Now, nay, here, a lot left. Renee to the Indian Noser, Lo Koshiv, catch this now. Kibzar Kodesh Kayach, Lemecha Ale Shame Noser. Omakol Lamasidu Lemele Pukhomet, Shame Sora Chashivus, Lemecha Ale Surah Mepeta. What do you say? Hey, Chomet Shmo Olo. And no, sir, it's not Shmuel. Don't think he said that. That would be very easy to say. You use a fancy term. Lo Koshiv Kibzar Kodesh Kaya. The main Halalei Shem Nosa. What does that mean? Koshiv Kibzar Kodesh Kaya. What's he driving? Can't be sure what he had in mind.
When no, sir, when it becomes no, sir, it was never considered Kibzar Kodesh. There was never a time when it was usher when it was considered Kibzar Kodesh.
Question. They don't have a full comment. Well, what's so special? So you could say smaller, stay still. That's how I thought. He's talking a much fancier language to me. That's what I think he means. I think he means, Rabbi, that the nature of the Easter of Nosa, which flows from the Easter of Kutchim, of Karbonis, is different than all other Machalot Pursuits. That's you. We don't stupid this, you know? We don't stupid this last year. and Ellen Aris to discuss this issue. Not in the context of Karbanos, but the context of Truma. You may recall that we learned at the beginning of Ellen Aris, we spoke about the Easter of Truma for a non-Kohen. We quote it from the Brisker Rav, based on the Lashon of the Rambam, that the nature of the Easter of Truma is what we call Bittul Mitzvasa. There's a mitzvah for a Kohen to eat Truma. If a non-Kohen does what the Kohen is supposed to do, it's a Bittul Mitzvasa, so that is an Easter of Truma. Something is, quote, Omein Limitzvasa. It's designated to be used for its proper mitzvah, and it just doesn't happen, doesn't turn out that way. Something gets in the way, a non-Kohen. That's the Aveir of Truma. Truma is also considered Kodesh. Ishki, Nasim HaKohen is a Kodesh, refers to Truma. Ishki Yapo Kodesh refers to Truma. Very often the word Kodesh means Truma. Kodeshim, a similar concept exists. And the best source I can give you, if you want to look up in the detail, is a beautiful sefer called Mikdash Dover. It's a beautiful sefer. But I find Rappaport. What a fantastic statement. Simon Lamed Aleph, his cousin Aleph, titled Berika Shifa. He develops the assault, which I try to give you some of the Ramakomas for. And the assault is, Kotchim and Truma is unique. Only if it's Omen the Mitzvasa, there's a prohibition to have Hanor, the Nisra Achila, which warrants the full punishment of Nenem and Akodesh and Hashuma. Omen the Mitzvasa, the prohibition is not exist. Even if you can taste it, he quotes the Rambam, amazing Rambam, I ask you to look at it. The Rambam said that if you have a non-Chatas Korban, and it was made in the Kli Chera, we know about Kli Chera, anything else could be done with all of us, it's all going to be taken. And you cook a different thing in that same pot, mutter. Shli Yatsuma. How can it be mutter? How is it possible that it's mutter? You didn't kosher travel. If that had absorbed the male as a traitor, it wouldn't be mutter. Why should a carbon be any different than the male as a traitor? The answer is that although the carbon was absorbed in the Cheres pot, and perhaps comes out tomorrow when it really has some kind of a top, which we might have otherwise considered to be Noser. Noser can only take effect on Psar Kodesh. If you have Psar Kodesh left over, it becomes Noser. But if you have something in a Cheres pot, and it's not a Chatas, where the Torah demands a particular action of shove it. But it's a different kind of a carb. The Torah demands nothing. No action is demanded by the Torah. If no action is demanded by the Torah, it's not viewed as omen l'mitzvasa. If the Torah demands to break it, it's omen l'mitzvasa, breaking it. But here, it's not chatas. The Torah doesn't demand that you break it. But even though the mitzius m-word, you know, the mitzius is that there may be some taste of the meat which right now is already a day old, so sir, afal pikein, it does not render the whatever you cook in that pot to be treasure. Because it's not Psar Kodesh for Omer the Mitzvasa. Perhaps the Chazanish meant that, I can't say for sure, he only has one line. The Mitzvah is a whole page. It talks about Atzamos, Garinim, you may have seen look at some of those Rambams. Things which are ordinarily cast aside, even though intrinsically they are Kodesh or Truma, if they're ordinarily cast aside, they're not considered Omer the Mitzvaso, and if it's not considered Omer the Mitzvaso, then no Yisr Noso would take effect. Wouldn't be offered for a non-Kohen. You know, the taste of Truma, so what? It's not Omer the Mitzvaso, don't fit the Mitzvaso. Not Omer the Mitzvaso, it's not called Noso. Yeah, that's long, it's a very long discussion, and I just want to give you some brief, guideposts along his discussion. Yes? Why is Truma in the pot not Omer the Mitzvaso? As long as you, as a Kohen, truma to eat. Wait. You're supposed to eat truma. It's not one of the mitzvahs of truma that you go collect every molecule in a pot and eat that too. Otherwise, you'd be required to do so. You're required to eat it. Yeah. No. You are supposed to see to it that truma is used properly. It shouldn't go to waste. Imkin Saloma, the one of the mitzvahs of truma, is eat up every last molecule of food that absorbs in the pot. There should be a chiyuv on you. Use the pot right away with a ben yomo and make soup or make water and have the water with the taste of the wheat product that you baked made before in the pot. There's no such chiyuv there. I know that. You must say, when I mikvah, you know, start cooking a lot of things otherwise. So there's no chiyuv to do it. It's not over the mitzvah. And then if I taste it, it's no matter. That's the mikvah of the set. A big kiddush. Yes.
Why is it given to use estro? How do I kosher to be
always on the estro?
That's
relevant to us. That's relevant to us.
From a
kosher
meaning,
you
can't be open with muscle and you can read it
not
the
food yet. That's
what
I'm asking. I don't know
what
you're saying.
Okay,
what?
Why do you
use an estro?
That's what
Gus
said,
that's
the
Christmas
stuff, right?
How
are
we allowed
to
use
it? What is the
first
one you
said? Mamash, I don't understand the question. What should we say? It's a carbon thing. It's a Esther is not a kardashim, it's not a korban, it's bar mitzvah. True. That's about it. Not every bar mitzvah is considered like kardashim and true. No comparison. Anyway.
Oh.
I'll leave it there. So we have, this is very important, and I frankly we have to analyze a little more tomorrow, because you have to think about it. I want you to think about it. Let it sink in. Let it become an ein v'yom on your mind. Let it think about it for 24 hours. Figure out. Okay. Ben yom. To be puzzled. So maybe that will do it for this 24 hours. Alright? But think about it. See, get it to settle in your mind how the dough and the Maram Kalava and the Rashbo learned the sugya, and how the Chazanish with the Rosh Hashanah, how they learned the sugya. How they learned the sugya of the comparison over here between Basar and Chametz. How they learned the sugya of a terrible and the Sefta of the Zara. All these things are very difficult to understand. You have to put it all together. So we gave the preliminaries today. We have to go over some more tomorrow. We can't just, without, you know, we don't have it down 100% patch yet. We have to go over it again. You talk about now the sheet of the Maram Kalava and the Rashi Mendoza.
Yeah.
Oh. So what did I say?